You've become unfriendly.
What's going on?
The kids unfriended me again.
Oh, Nom Nom unfriended me.
I unfriended you.
You need to unfriend this dude yesterday.
National Unfriend Day is November 17th. You've been warned.
And now, my friends.
Now we're not friends anymore.
That's right, it is National Unfriend Day, but we're glad to have you as our friends this morning. Good morning, 48 degrees, cloudy skies, and early morning fog for you. Got Rick, you got Patty, 6:11, great to be back with you on a Monday. And of course, today is a big day for us because Zach Top Tickets at 7:20.
I heard some things.
Exactly, and of course, this is going to be an awesome weekend in the Tri-Cities as Zach Top hits the Toyota Center in Kennewick this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and we'll give you a chance to win some of those Sunday tickets that we've got for you coming up in just a bit. Going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, Nashville news. Also, that's all coming up this morning as well. So let's get to it. Dig in. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Am I okay? 6:24, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Welcome to it. Happy Monday. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. Appreciate you today. Luke Combs, our great flyaway to see Luke Combs, have our first code drop this morning at 8:20. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino.
I love that.
Luke Combs in Vegas. So
man,
five times a day, we'll give you a chance to fly off to see Luke Combs. And that first code is dropping at 8:20. Right now, 48 degrees for him. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. What is the best part of the holiday season? Because I kind of feel like we're kicking into the holiday season now. We just passed Halloween. And now we got Thanksgiving in front of us, and we got Christmas.
I would say seeing your family.
Seeing your
getting
family.
Getting together.
All right. Because you had said that yesterday you were shopping the new Five Below over there in Richland, and yeah, and getting people were out Christmas shopping.
Oh, already. Yeah. People are doing their shopping already. Yeah. No, I was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah. Were you Christmas shopping?
I was not doing any Christmas shopping.
Just out and about.
Getting stuff done. I don't have a lot of people to shop for the holidays. And I'll be honest with you, ever since the pandemic hit, I do pretty much everything online.
Mm-hmm. I know. Exactly. It was funny. My wife had given me her list. I'm still trying to find a biggie. I got her a couple good things already. And Amazon last night dropped off a box. And she goes, oh, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's just a delivery for me. And she's like, and I tried to lie to her. And she's like,
she knows it's for her.
Well, she knows it's Christmas presents coming. But yeah, I've already got it started there. But yeah, I need to find, like you said, a biggie. But what's the best part of the holiday season? For me, my favorite holiday, I talk a lot about this, is Thanksgiving. Because I feel like you need to be grateful for anything and everything that you've got. Because I think about all the things that we have. And we seem to be, like you said, we seem to forget that. And that's what I like about the holiday season, is that kind of puts that all into perspective.
Right. You know, I agree.
You know, because you saw my wife hacking down trees over the weekend. And I'm grateful just to have my house that we have.
There's you holding the ladder.
I'm holding the ladder.
She's up there and she's, what is that thing?
Well, she's got a weed whacker.
It's a weed whacker of some sort. She's going to town on that tree.
Yeah. So we have these kind of like, we have these blue firs in our yard. Very, yeah. So she's on that very top and I'm holding her on the ladder.
She's getting it done.
She's getting it done. So what's the best part of the holiday season? Is it the food? Is it the camaraderie? Is it the friendships? Is it the family? What's the best part? Hey, if you want to say presents, we'll take presents as well. Right, Patty?
It used to be when I was five.
Oh, yeah. I just couldn't sleep. It was like going to Disneyland. All right, best part of the holiday season, add to our list, and we're going to share these comments coming up. That is our Facebook fun.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
6:39, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. And what's going on in Nashville, Patty?
Well, we were talking about Christmas earlier, and Parker McCollum is sharing a rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. As part of Apple Music's exclusive Carols Covered collection, he's going to perform the song live as part of this year's CMA Country Christmas alongside an all-star lineup on December 2nd. His rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, just so you know, available to stream now. It's Apple Music's exclusive Carols Covered collection, features 40 holiday songs, including Silent Night by Gabby Barrett, also Tate McRae's I'll Be Home for Christmas. I don't know if you saw this or not, but The Blast says that Jelly Roll recently shaved off his beard. for the first time in like a decade. I saw it on TikTok. Being clean shaven showcased for his significant weight loss and revealed his jawline. Jelly, of course, known for his lifelong weight struggles, joked about needing a facelift. Friends and family reacted with shock and disbelief to his clean shaven look. I saw a TikTok, but I didn't actually see.
I didn't see the final. I did not either. I did see that circulating, but I did not get to see the final.
I saw that. Meanwhile, hints have started dropping last week that Post Malone could be showing up to his favorite football team's Thanksgiving Day game, and he's definitely going to be there. Posty was announced as the halftime performer for the 27th game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. Finally, the Country Music Association, ABC, have announced some more performers for the 2025 CMA Awards. Kelsea Ballerini, Kenny Chesney, Miranda Lambert, all set to take the stage during the 59th annual CMA Awards. Brandi Carlile, Riley Green, Patti Loveless, and also Chris Stapleton will all be performing. Lainey Wilson will serve as the show's host from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. Of course, that will be Wednesday. ABC is your network, and it will be streaming on Hulu the very next day. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patti in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Almost fly away to Vegas thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. That is coming up this morning at 8:20. Our first code dropping five times a day. We give you a chance to see Luke Combs in Vegas. And it's a great hookup, $500 spending cash, hotel accommodations, airfare. What we did with Lainey Wilson, which Andrea was our great winner on that. So you could be the next winner on our Luke Combs fly away thanks to Legends Casino. You know, we've got so many great things going on right now.
We do.
Because we got Light Up Tri-Cities.
That just kicked off.
Yeah, Campbell & Company, thank you very much. Also, we've got a Target $500 gift card and Golf Universe being a part of that. And if you want to win that, you can log on to the KORD mobile app. As I'm looking up there, there's so many great things you can win on the app. Now, while you got the app open, guess what? Washington State Parks are giving up some free days for you next year.
They have announced 12 free days for you to enjoy the parks. You don't need the Discover Pass. It's kind of a a way to try before you buy the Discover Pass, which I'm a fan, just so you know.
Ours,
ask me how many times I've used the Discover Pass.
Zero. I was laughing. I was thinking about it yesterday because as I look on our fridge, Megan's got it dangling there. My wife's got it dangling there.
I mean, I've used it a couple of times, but this year, no. But I got it before the price went up.
No, she buys it every year, and there it sits. And I'm like, we got to go use this Discover Pass.
It is neat because it is part of when you renew your driver's license. Yeah. You can sign up for it right there.
Absolutely, and it's a good thing. So 12 free days, check that out right now. Also, you know, McDonald's always comes in as the number one fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
And it does. Even in Washington State, if you do a search, McDonald's is number one.
The Golden Arches.
But here in the Tri-Cities, guess who is number one for the Tri-Cities?
I don't know.
It's Zips. So there you go. So if you're ever curious about that. Zips being one of the very first fast food restaurants in the nation in Washington State. It's the very first fast food restaurant in Washington State.
Can I just tell you, I'm a fan of their cheddar tots.
Good foods
yes.
So if you're curious who's number
Zips,
number one on the list.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Mickey D's has to take second place to that little survey. Get more details all posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Matthew Darlin, a song written when he was traveling through Montana. There you go. It's Rick and Patti with you. Good morning. 7:08. The CMAs are coming up. I wonder if is Chase going to make an appearance on the CMAs?
I hope so. I don't know. I didn't see his name.
Yeah, but you said you saw a recent interview where he's a pretty cool guy.
Well, he's there. You know, I've been watching my friends. He was one of the interviews. He seems really likable.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Evan After 7 will have a lot of interviews for the CMAs. He's going to be our boots on the street there and at the CMAs this year. And all those interviews, everything you need right there, Taste of Country Nights.
What a lucky guy.
I know, after 7 o'clock. Need Rick and Patti on the red carpet.
I'd love it.
Where are we? You know, speaking on being on the red carpet, coming up here, I Never Lie contest. Zach Top's coming this weekend. We want to hook you up with some tickets and we'll do a little fun with you at 7. 720 with Patty with an I Never Lie contest. All right, so that's coming up around the corner. Before we get to that, though, we got other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on with April today?
Rick, Patty, I have a little bit of a problem. I'm single and have been looking to buy a new house for 6 months. It's really hard to find a house I like and one that I can afford. However, when I started working with a real estate agent, gotten to know him pretty well, we began dating a couple of months ago. It's been fine. I like him, but it's not going anywhere, and I'm kind of over him personally. However, I don't want to end the professional relationship because he's waiving his commission when I find my house, which I need. So I haven't dumped him.
Oh,
I'm hanging on to, getting a better house and saving several thousand dollars. My friends tell me I'm using him, and I guess I am. Is that bad? At this point, it just seems it's just business, right? I mean, if I broke off our personal relationship, I would not only lose the discount on his commission, but he'd probably drop me as a client, too. And I'd have to start all over. And he's a much better realtor than a boyfriend, really.
I saw that. It was like, what?
April.
Okay.
Walla walla.
I just always felt that honesty is the best policy in these particular situations. Yeah. I mean, this is going to end badly.
I see it. Of course it is.
This is a train wreck waiting to happen. Many years ago, Patty, when I was working in Bakersfield, California, I was dating this girl. And the only reason why she eventually, I felt like she was going on dates with me is, interesting enough, is because if we were meeting country music stars.
Did you take her to meet some people?
Well, in the beginning.
Did you take her backstage?
So in the beginning, we had done several backstages. And then it was interesting that when I tried to ask her out for just a normal dinner, she wasn't interested.
But if
I was saying, hey, we're going to go backstage and meet Vince Gill. Oh, it's amazing how she was just incredibly ready, available. But if you said, hey, can we just go out for lunch? Oh, sorry, I can't, you know. So I really felt taken advantage in that situation. We did break up, and sadly, she passed away. So I don't want to say she passed away, but I don't want to say anything bad about her. But her and I got into the conversation about it, and I said, the only reason why you're going on dates with me or we're going on dates is to go meet artists. And she goes, you don't understand. And I said, what do you mean I don't understand? She goes, when I meet people, I flip through my phone and show them all the famous people I met. You know, and I went, well, I said, but that's not the reason to date somebody. That's not the reason to date somebody. I was very hurt by that particular situation. So, April, I'm red flagging you on this one, April. So, but yeah, her whole existence was she'd meet these people and she'd go, you know, she'd go through her
phone. I'm really good friends.
No,
so-and-so.
Well, not with me. She would never mention. No, it wasn't about mentioning me. It was look at me and all these people I met.
Look at me with George Strait. Look at me with Prince.
Right, exactly.
Look at me with Rod Stewart.
Right. So anyway, so yeah. And then another situation I was very hurt was I was dating somebody that I really loved back in the day.
Yeah.
And because my foster mom had taught me that a lady never pays,
yeah,
as you know, she showed up late. So we were with a bunch of friends and she showed up late to the movie we were going to.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, someone, you're late. Da, da, da. And she goes, it doesn't matter. He pays for everything anyway.
Wow.
Now I know she didn't mean it that way, but that was like, wow, that hurt my feelings. I was like, what are you, you know. So anyway.
I would have said next one's on you, baby.
I know. Well, I mean, so that's.
I would have.
So, I mean, because my foster mom said a lady never pays in the presence of a gentleman. So people have taken advantage of those particular situations. So April, to me, your realtor friend is not going to be happy when he hears, especially when he hears this on the radio. So I'm red flagging it. What do you think, Patty?
Well, I've got pearls of wisdom coming through. You know, like a lady never pays.
I know.
You know, in the company. I wonder what Pearl would say in this instance.
I know what my mom would say. She goes, honesty's the best policy.
Stop using him.
If you don't feel it, get out of the relationship. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that she did teach me was like, yeah, get it. You know, if it's not going your way.
I feel like Pearl was like a little bit like Aunt B.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She got great advice. So,
yeah.
All right. So 547 KORD app chat is what we do in the situation. We want to know, April, I'm saying this is a no-go. Even if you lose the commission, you got to pay, because he's going to retaliate. He's a good realtor. He's going to retaliate.
And he's going to hold this against you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He might not even want you as a client. You better think about that.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right. Well, let's dig into this, guys. You guys chime in. Let us know. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. This weekend, we're so excited, Patty. Why are we excited?
Are you talking about
We're talking about Zach Top. Zach Top is coming to Kennewick Saturday and Sunday. So we do have tickets for Sunday. This is for Sunday nights. And we got tickets. And we're going to play a little contest called I Never Lie. So Patty is going to give you one lie and one truth about herself. You just have to figure out which one is the fake, which one is the lie. I never lie contest.
I never lie.
I never lie. I never lie. So we're going to take caller number what to play along?
Caller 7. Lucky 7. You get to play.
All right. 547-KORD. 547-5673. Caller number 7. You're going to get a chance to I never lie with Patty and figure out which thing is she's lying about. Coming up here. 1027-KORD to Z Zach Top. Good luck.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number 1 for New Country. 1027-KORD.
It's indeed number 1 for New Country. 1027-KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 737, 49 degrees, cloudy skies. Some of that early morning fog going to burn off in a little bit. Hey, join me tomorrow. Big grand opening, Planet Fitness right there in Hermiston. So I'll be out there from 4 to 6.
Are you going to get on the treadmill, Rick?
You betcha. You betcha.
Get on some of those machines?
Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. You betcha. I can get on there and...
I'm a fan of Planet Fitness. I go to the one in Richland.
Yeah, so they've got a big grand opening in Hermiston. I'll be out there tomorrow. Come on by, say hi, 4 to 6. Looking forward to seeing you out there. Well, if you didn't know it, today is National Take a Hike Day.
Uh-oh.
So let me throw this out to you, Patty.
What's
if you had no filter and knew you couldn't get in trouble, who would you tell to take a hike and why?
Oh,
I got a few people I would.
I have one boss in particular, a former boss in particular.
You tell him take a hike. Got a couple people.
Couple of other things I'd tell him.
I've got a couple. I got a couple of corporate overlords that I would tell to take a hike. Basically, if we could tell, They might be listening. So I'll be careful, but yeah,
hear you.
We got a couple corporate overlords.
I know which one in particular thinking, or you're.
I'd have no problem saying take a hike to that. So for the most part, we've got good coworkers though, so that's the nice thing. But
we really, honestly, this is one of the better places that I've been employed by, and we are we're looking forward to actually making a move.
Yeah,
in the not too distant future,
couple weeks away from it, going to be moving over there next to Keeper. So back to the old Lewis Street. So if you're curious where we're moving to, so right now we're on A Street, and then we're moving to Lewis Street, which is the old Cherry Creek building. So yeah, that's where we're going. So.
I've been there before.
You've been there before.
I've been there before.
This will be my first time, but the nice thing
is like a homecoming.
We're getting brand new equipment.
I know.
So that
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fancy, so we're super excited
about
that.
I've heard some things.
So after Thanksgiving, we're making the big move, and if things are like messed up on the first couple days, you know why, because we've got new equipment and we're trying to figure it out. But hopefully, it'll be seamless and you won't be listening and won't notice the difference.
But like you said, everybody here, there's nobody in this building I need to say,
Take a hike.
So, we're all good.
Yeah. So, but we're going to have fun with you.
Maybe a neighbor. Neighbor.
My neighbors are great. So, my little block is wonderful, and I only say this because they listen. So, no, I'm kidding. But they're all great. Love those guys. So, everybody on our little corner.
It's a different day, though. I mean, I remember growing up as neighbors. We always had barbecue parties whatever. It's like, do you even know your neighbors? Now, we do. Yeah. So, we're fortunate that way.
Yeah, in my little area, I don't know everybody on our block, but our little cul-de-sac little area, I do know. Like, the three houses next, the closest people to me I know, or have talked to. So, all right, if you had no filter, who would you say? Take a hike. So we'll take some calls. 547-KORD. App chat us. We want to know. The calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 749, 49 degrees, cloudy skies on your morning commute. Our first code dropping for Luke Combs, thanks to Legends Casino. That's coming up this morning at
8:20.
No, 8:20. about 30 minutes away.
Right here. On.
Give you a chance to fly off to Vegas to see Luke Combs. It's going to be a great flyaway. So first code coming here in just a little bit. Today is National Take a Hike Day. If you had no filter and you could tell somebody to take a hike, who would you tell to take a hike? Oh, my gosh.
I have a feeling it would be for a lot of people, former bosses.
Yeah, I think so. And looking back, you know, in my younger days, there would have been a lot more people have told them to take a hike. Now that I'm middle-aged, I just, you know, I just don't want...
We've moved on. We've turned the page.
Yeah, you know.
Pages.
They've all been fired or they're gone or just not in our industry anymore for the most part. So 547-KORD, who's going to take a hike? Who do you got?
Oh, my boss for sure. Oh. My boss is awful.
I knew it.
He's not great. And I just, for the third time, sent him my expense report from back in September that he still hasn't approved.
Oh, my gosh.
For the third time. And we just had our last trip, so I sent that one also.
Oh, my gosh. I will tell you this, and even though I knew her for like 20-plus years, and she was a wonderful person, we did work with a business manager that she really felt that it was her job to make sure that she nickel and dimed anything that we would... Remember when turn anything in? Mm-hmm. Like, you'd say, oh, I did this or whatever, and she'd... No.
I need the receipt.
And then she'd wait a while before she...
She'd pay it.
She'd drag her feet. And she did it on purpose because, you know, it saves the company interest and all these different things. So, yes...
It's funny how some business managers feel like they run the show.
Right.
And in some places it's true but
she would, you know, she would get that 90 days out type thing, right?
Yeah.
Deliberately.
Make them wait. Yep.
Deliberately.
They can wait.
National Take a Hike Day. Who are you telling to take a hike? Who do you got this morning?
Okay, my kid's father.
Uh-oh.
He can take a hike.
Okay.
My ex-boss, she can take a hike.
Okay.
My mother, who ganged up on me and is now best friends with my kid's father.
Uh-oh.
And takes him and his new wife to holidays, she can take a hike.
Wow. All right. You got a lot of people. Hey,
wow.
There's a lot of people on that list to take a hike. So y'all take a hike there on that particular...
It might be you.
It might be. All right, more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD 808. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 49 degrees, cloudy skies for you. You know, we got a lot of things going on before we get to the holidays here.
Yeah.
We got a great flyaway to Luke Combs in Vegas, thanks to Legends Casino. Our first code coming here in just about 10 minutes. So your first code of the morning, that is on the way. Five times a day we give you a chance at 8:20, the first code coming down. Also, Light Up Tri-Cities is back. Thanks to our friends right there at Campbell & Company. We want to see those decorations, don't we, Patty?
We do. Once you get your holiday decoration, your scenario all set up, go ahead and upload that photo on the KORD mobile app.
That's right. A $500 gift card up for grabs there. And then also, you want to win some more stuff. You're like, well, give me more stuff, guys. Give me more stuff. How about this? Golf Universe and KORD, we got the right on target. We got a Target gift card, $500 Target gift card. Plus, Golf Universe is going to toss in another $500 on top of that.
Isn't that fantastic?
$1,000 up for grabs.
Man.
So many ways to win right now if you've got the KORD mobile app. And besides all the Luke Combs flyaway, besides all the great articles, anything and everything is right there on the station mobile app. And then tomorrow morning, 7:20, one final little thing about contesting. I never lie contest. We'll have Patty do it all over again with Zach Top tickets for this weekend.
So, right on. Tickets. Who doesn't want to go see Zach Top?
I want to go see Zach
Top. I know.
It's going to be a great show Saturday and Sunday. You know it's going to be a fantastic time. Zach Top, it's kind of a homecoming for Zach. Considering that he was born in Sunnyside,
Washington. Who knew?
And now he's a big deal. And he's going to be on the CMAs and all that. And we'll have all that information for you, too, right there at Taste of Country Nights. We keep you up to date with all of that and more right there on the KORD mobile app. Another thing that Patty and I, of course, have been working on is losing weight. And if you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds, we got the solution. We got the secret, don't we?
We do. The 20 to 30 pounds in like a month or two, you can get it off just like Rick and I did. You'll want to call Tri-Cities Weight Loss. It's 410-0670. I can't recommend them enough. Ashley and Dr. Lopez. In fact, I got to weigh in today, Rick.
I know, but can we say you're 5 pounds away from goal?
I am 5 pounds away from my goal.
55 pounds. Patty has lost 55 pounds. I lost 20 pounds. I've been maintaining ever since I lost the weight. And the nice thing is you don't go back. Once you lose the weight, you don't go back to the good tools they give you. So free consultation, they call, right, Patty?
Yep, get online. It's tricitiesweightloss.com or you can call 509-410-0670.
listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
How far does goodbye go? 822, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. 310 again is your Luke Combs flyaway code. Right now, it is 310 right there on the KORD mobile app. Thanks to Legends Casino and Luke Combs in
Vegas. And you know what's so good about it, too, is that you don't even have to scroll down really far.
No.
It's like right there, right at the top, because it's the first one.
It's the first one. Exactly. Big thank you again to Legend Casino. Andrea, she won our Lainey Wilson flyaway. Now it's your turn to win our Luke Combs flyaway, so good luck. All right, Other People's Problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, and April's got a situation going on. What's going on with April here?
Give me a minute to get there real quick, Rick, because she's got a realtor. She's looking for a home first off, and she is single. And she started dating the realtor. And but the deal is, well, it turns in. She goes, I don't want to end this professional relationship because he's waiving his commission when I finally find my house, which is what I need. She said she started working with a real estate agent. She got to know him really well, began dating a few months ago. She says it's been fine, but it's not going anywhere. And she goes, I'm personally kind of over him, but I haven't dumped him just yet. She says, I'm hanging on to getting a better house and saving several thousand dollars. But my friends just say, you're using him.
Yeah.
And she just wants to know if it's good or bad.
We red flagged this one earlier. So we'll see what you guys are thinking right now on the Facebook page. And what are they saying, Patty?
Barbie just says right at the top, it's fair business. Just be careful not to promise him too much personal. Not your fault. He's not a good boyfriend.
Yeah. Ashley says, honestly, it's saving you money, but you're leading him on. And dumping him after you close in your house would be obvious you were using him. Dump him, find a new realtor, and leading him on isn't fair. And that's from Ashley.
Not a whole lot of single male realtors in Walla Walla. Just started dating someone that they're helping to find a house. Chances are he'll see this. He's going to make that decision, so you don't have to.
You never know, right? Mary says you're using him, and that makes you a jerk, and he deserves better. Cut him loose. And that's kind of what we were saying earlier this morning. We were talking about this is a big red flag. It's like, I'd rather have the honesty. That stings even more when you've been used for something in particular. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always wonder about famous people. I understand, you know, when you're famous and you're wealthy beyond, you know, wealth, it's like when you think about Kevin Costner and his marriage to, you know, that broke apart. And at the end of the day, all she wanted was, I need to live in the same style. You've been, you know, all, the list goes.
Oh, really? You think she's just a gold digger?
No, I mean, but I think everybody goes in with good intentions.
Yeah.
But as I've learned, you know, when it comes to wills and probate and anything and everything, for some reason, people want to fight about money or just different things like that. So, yeah, you're getting you. I think you got to break up with the guy. I don't, you know, and if it's going to save you money, I don't think it's good. That's all. So,
yeah, you're going to get a reputation. I mean,
yeah,
but you do you.
Well, it'll get around. You know, that's true, too. It'll get around. That's a good point on that particular situation. So, yeah, save a couple bucks. I don't do dastardly things to save a couple bucks.
But
sorry.
We don't really know the situation. We don't, I mean, is it just for the hookup? Is it, you know, there's got to be something there.
She says he's an okay boyfriend, but it's not long term. It's not long term. So, yeah, I'm just getting, you know. Again, I had talked earlier on the show about the fact that the girl that I had dated in Bakersfield, all she wanted to do was meet celebrities or country artists or whatever. And once I caught on to that,
right. Then
I quit asking her out. I'm like, no, I'm not going to ask. I'm just not going to ask her out.
You think, though, too? I mean, like, let's be real. Look at she only met him because she was looking for a home.
Right. True.
I mean,
good point on that one, too. All right, April, we did our best to solve it for you. What do you guys think? 547-KORD. Keep the comments going. You guys are already setting red flag on this one, and you're saying break up. So there you go. Add to the list. Add to the comments. We'll share more of these on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.